Welcome to the Police Situation Judgment Audio Series, brought to you by Complete Test Preparation, Inc. If you're listening to this, you're probably driving to work, sitting on the bus, or hitting the gym. That's exactly why we built this program. You can't read a textbook while you drive, but you can master the test. Here is the truth about the Police Situational Judgment Test. It's the place where most qualified candidates fail. Why? Because usually, two or three answers look correct. The difference isn't about knowing the law, it's about knowing the mindset. The Complete Test Preparation Team has been helping candidates launch their careers since 2005. In this series, we aren't just going to give you the answers. We are going to teach you the framework, the specific logic recruiters are looking for, so you can spot the trap answers a mile away. So, keep your eyes on the road, and let's get your mind on the test. Let's dive into your first scenario. Welcome to this practice session for the Police Situational Judgment Test. We are going to walk through a critical incident involving a robbery. I will read the scenario, followed by five multiple-choice questions similar to what you will find on the test. For each question, listen to the options, pick your answer, and then we will review the correct response and, most importantly, the reasoning behind it. Let's set the scene. Scenario: you are the first responding officer to a robbery at a small convenience store. When you arrive, the scene is chaotic. First, you see the store owner. He is visibly shaken and holding his arm. He tells you he was struck by the suspect with a metal pipe. Second, you see a customer sitting on the floor. They are bleeding from what appears to be a stab wound in the side. Third, there are two bystanders nearby filming the scene with their cell phones. One is shouting for help, while the other is shouting instructions at the injured customer. The suspect is gone. The store owner says the suspect fled on foot just moments before you arrived. Here is the first question. Here is your first decision. What is your immediate priority upon arriving at the scene? A. Secure the crime scene to preserve evidence. B. Attend to the store owner's account of the suspect and begin a pursuit. C. Call for medical assistance and render aid to the injured customer. D. Question the bystanders for more information. The correct answer is C. Explanation. The core principle in policing is the priority of life. This hierarchy dictates that saving a life always takes precedence over capturing a suspect or preserving evidence. Why choice C is correct? The customer has a stab wound, which is a potential life-threatening injury. Your first duty is to start medical aid and get paramedics rolling. Why choice B is incorrect? While catching the suspect is important, leaving a bleeding victim to chase a suspect who is already gone could result in a death you could have prevented. You can broadcast a description later, but you cannot reverse a medical tragedy. Question 2. Moving on. You have called for medical assistance. How should you proceed while waiting for the paramedics to arrive? A. Interview the store owner to gather details about the suspect. B. Provide basic first aid to the customer while calming the store owner. C. Review the store's CCTV footage for information about the suspect. D. Instruct the bystanders to stop recording and leave the scene. The correct answer is B. Explanation: this touches on scene stabilization. Why choice B is right. You are in a holding pattern until medical help arrives. Your job is to keep the victim alive, first aid, and prevent the situation from escalating, calming the store owner. This creates a controlled environment for the paramedics. Why choices A and C are wrong. Investigating, like interviewing or watching CCTV, requires your full attention. You cannot do that effective investigation while a victim is bleeding out next to you. Deal with the emergency first. The investigation comes second. Question 3. Now let's deal with the public. One of the bystanders continues to film the incident and is causing a disturbance by shouting instructions to the injured customer. What should you do? A. Demand that the bystander stop filming and leave the area immediately. B. Ask the bystander to calm down and focus on comforting the store owner. C. Request that the bystander step back and allow emergency personnel to do their jobs when they arrive. D. Ignore the bystander's actions as they are not posing a direct threat to the situation. Narrator, the correct answer is C. This question tests your knowledge of civil rights versus obstruction. Why choice C is correct? In most jurisdictions, including Canada, members of the public have a right to film police officers in public spaces. You cannot order them to stop filming just because you don't like it. However, you can control the scene for safety. Asking them to step back to prevent interference with medical aid is a lawful and reasonable instruction. Why choice A is wrong? Demanding they stop filming violates their rights and can turn a bystander into a hostile subject, escalating the conflict unnecessarily. Question 4. The situation develops. The store owner is frantic and demands you leave the store immediately to chase the suspect before they get away. How do you respond? A. Agree and leave the victim to search the immediate area. B. Handcuff the store owner for interfering with your duties. C. Tell the store owner to be quiet because you are busy. D. Explain to the store owner that you are prioritizing their safety and that backup units will be alerted to continue the search. The correct answer is D. This tests communication and empathy. Why choice D is right. The victim is scared and angry. You need to validate their concern. I know you want him caught. While explaining your actions, I need to make sure you and this customer are safe. You can use your radio to send other officers to search for the suspect. You are the scene commander. You don't abandon the scene. Why choice C is wrong? Being dismissive or rude damages public trust and escalates the store owner's anxiety. Question 5. Finally, the paramedics have arrived and taken the injured customer, and the store owner has calmed down. What is your next step? A. Secure the crime scene and gather statements from witnesses. B. Leave the scene to patrol the neighborhood for the suspect. C. Go to the hospital to interview the stabbed customer immediately. D. Delete the video footage from the bystanders' phones. The correct answer is A. This represents the transition from the emergency phase to the investigative phase. Why choice A is correct. Once the threat to life is gone, your priority shifts to evidence. You must tape off the area to protect physical evidence, blood, the pipe, fingerprints, and separate witnesses to get their independent accounts before their memories fade. Why choice B is wrong? Leaving the scene now leaves the evidence unprotected. If you leave, the chain of custody is broken, and the case could be lost in court later. That concludes this scenario. Remember, safety first, medical aid second, investigation third. Good luck with your studies. Great job! You've just added another tool to your toolkit. But remember, hearing the logic is only step one. Applying it to new questions is how you pass. To get the full set of practice questions, detailed breakdowns, and written strategy guides, head over to our main training hub at test-preparation.ca/police. We have deeper dives on the scenarios we covered today, plus full-length practice exams to test your timing. Thanks for studying with Complete Test Preparation. Drive safe, and we'll see you in the next session.